Next up, we're going to Carol in Kentucky, who has a fan that worked, but now it doesn't work. What happened, Carol?
The switch on the fan itself that has a, you know, a light fixture that goes to it too. The fan quit working, and I found the little switch, and it was broken practically in half.
Okay.
And I took it off and took it to get a new switch. Well, now that I have the new switch, I don't know which wire goes in which hole in the new switch.
Are they colored?
They are colored, but the little new switch, it has a 1, 2, 3, and an L.
Well, can't you go wire for wire? In other words, take the, you know, take the number one wire, put it on the number one position, number two on the number two position, and so on. If you go wire for wire, you should be okay.
Have you already removed the old switch and now you don't know where they went
That's
originally?
That's the problem. If they, you know, told me after the fact, first of all, I was getting the wrong switch to begin with. And they
Oh, so you saw that it was labeled 1, 2, 3, but you just pulled the wires off without labeling it?
Absolutely.
Well, here's an idea. Can you take a picture? Do you have like a digital camera or a Polaroid? Take a picture of the wires and bring it to your local home improvement center. And go to an electrician department and say, heck, what do I do here?
I've talked to them. They said that every fan is wired differently, and they could not tell me that I need to have an electrician.
Yeah, I think they're right because we really can't tell how this is wired. When he told me that they were marked, I was like, well, easy, go wire for wire. But if you've already taken it apart.
I've already taken it apart, and I noticed there's a white wire that goes to where you reverse the fan.
Right.
To that switch. And there's a little center black box in the center, and all it has is a blue one and a yellow one.
The blue one's usually power for the light part of it. Yeah, but I really can't possibly tell you. Do you know what the manufacturer is of the fan?
Yes.
Why don't you call the manufacturer directly?
Oh, all right. That's a good idea.
Because they'll be most familiar with that model, because we don't want to tell you something wrong, and then you put it in and it shorts it, or worse, something happens, you know, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, and if worse comes to worse, what you might need to do is take the fan down, take the blades off, and ship the motor and the switch to the manufacturer and let them repair it.
Right, okay. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, I could probably just get a new one.
Well, that, you could do that, too, because, you know, they're not that expensive today. I think you can buy a new fan for about $40.
Right. This one happened to be the most expensive one of all the ones I had put in.
Well, look, if you really love it, you know, call the manufacturer and see if they can help you. And, you know, maybe there's a repair center somewhere nearby
sure
where it won't be that expensive to do it.
Customer service person who's willing to help you.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
All right. Well, there's your plan. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.